Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
I can't even begin to go into the bullshit that it took to get this fucking episode started, but here we are.
Yeah, man.
Back again on the weekend that there's some sporting event of some sort.
The Super Bowl, kid.
The what?
Stop. You can't pretend like you don't know. You got your nerd boner on for all the previews that are going to debut on Sunday.
Nah, I've already seen them on YouTube.
Already?
I'm a modern day nerd.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there already.
I don't have to go to a sporting event to watch a preview.
No, I go to the sporting event to eat good food. Anyway, I'm Pete. There's Brian.
Yeah.
Joining us via Skype, because apparently he's fucking too busy for us, we got Lou.
I'm on the airwaves. I was the funniest nigga last week, you know.
You didn't win the belt. Cats,
you know, your belt is getting taken away from you this week. Just let you know.
I have full control of you on Skype. I'm just going to dump you.
And I listened to the show last week, and fucking Dan was way funnier than
you. Oh, my God.
Dan won.
A million times, dude. Like, there's no chance that you won't beat Dan last week.
At second place.
You could put your best of together, and he was funnier than that.
Oh, my God. He was, by the way, thank you for Dan coming on. That was the most insane, like, diatribe I've ever heard at the end of that last week.
That guy is a fucking lunatic, man. What the fuck?
Oh, by the way.
It's amazing, though.
I found out when he told me after, when he tweeted to all the Psychonancer fans that he was, you know, going to do the show, that he told them all it was live and to go to our iTunes to go check out the episode. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about? It's a podcast. You got to edit it and, like, bloat it up. He's like, oh, man, I thought that was live. I was like, wait, time out. You thought it was live and you said all that shit about women? I was...
Well, let's finish the intros now. Yeah. You heard his voice already. We got Pope Kenny Diddles over here.
Yeah, man. God bless you.
You got to talk into a microphone, pal.
I said, yeah, man. God bless you all.
Can you sit a little further back from that thing?
I could.
Are you scared of it?
I could.
He's gun shy after that rat.
No, it's Lou's mic. I don't know what the fuck he's been up to. So I don't want to get close to it.
He's spitting all on the mic.
And we got first timer here. We got Steve.
What's up?
Thank you for joining us.
You know,
he's man in the business, man. He's worked some audio and some cameras before.
For about 4 long months. At Connecticut School of Broadcasting, yeah.
No.
This is my breakthrough, though.
Did you work at a news company?
Yes, I did. Behind the camera. I didn't get shot, which is, that's a win, right?
Where'd you work? In Compton? What do you mean?
Newark.
Oh, my
Patterson.
God. That's like Jersey Compton.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's Compton without the respect.
True. Yeah.
Nobody's straight out of there.
No way, man. No one ever came out of Newark. They stayed and died there.
A guy one time rolled up on a bike. It was like, listen, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm just filming some, like, where a dog attacked somebody. He's like, yeah, I would leave if I were you. Just, on a bike and just rolled away. He had pegs and everything. I was like, motherfucker, man. I gotta get out of here. I'm out.
Pegs and everything, man.
Yeah. It means business.
Yeah.
He's bringing friends next time. I'm out.
Dude, he's got the capacity for two on that bike.
At least.
That's trouble.
At least.
That's trouble.
Maybe get three easily.
Oh,
that.
On the front too?
Yeah,
I'm not
on
even
the
thinking
front.
About the front.
Exactly.
Man,
there
that's
it is.
Trouble. That's trouble.
You don't want three.
You don't want trouble like that.
Nah.
And you know what, too? Like, you're very, very white in a sense where you're very, like, your clothes are brand new. They're clean. They're iron. And it's
kind
just,
of.
Like, this
they're
guy.
A little too small for my body now. I'm trying to convince myself I didn't gain, like, 20 pounds of, like, fat, but.
Oh, the Dominican Republic did that to you?
A lot of things. The drinking does it to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
easy
that'll
living.
Do it. Yeah, easy. I guess, yeah. That's basically it.
Well, was it while you're on the show? I just want to let everyone know. Then this, I want to try to start an East Coast West Coast rap beef here with Steve and Wild D. Man, you got anything?
I don't know. I don't know.
You got anything to say?
Not right now.
No.
Not right now. No. I got nothing to say.
Can
I'm
you rap?
Keep quiet. Right. Oh, I can't rap for shit. It would be awful.
Can you try?
Maybe later. That's about the best. That's the best I can give you right now.
All right.
Well, we should start by first announcing our beer for the evening. We got from, New Holland Brewing Company, Dragon's Milk Bourbon Barrel Stout. So, cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
It is properly named, too.
Yes.
If it's Dragon Barrel, why is there a horse on this?
Bourbon thing? Barrel.
Oh.
It's real.
It's a dragon.
Why do you guys keep
it?
Saying
it's
dragon?
There's a dragon on it, not a horse.
That shit's a fucking horse.
It's a dragon, you fucking moron.
Yeah, no, it's a dragon. That's why
it's
called
dragon.
Dragon's Milk.
It's 100% a dragon flying in the air with its tail.
It could maybe be like a late dinosaur.
Brian got an off-brand.
Oh, shit. Somebody switched a beer out. They got him.
You want to try this?
Mine tastes terrible.
You want to try? Yeah. So does this one here.
Yep. Oh, you got the dragon.
I got the dragon.
Everyone got a dragon. Brian got a
Everyone
horse.
Everyone got a yeah. dragon but you.
And oh, it's like the same. No, it's a little bit better. I want to say, you could have this back, man.
Yeah, true.
Dragging a horse, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's like tastes like wine that they just threw in a beer bottle.
Actually, right. Tastes like the dragon jerked off in it and we're drinking its jizz. But.
Actually, no, the dragon's milk, actually, I'm tasting it now. It's a little bit better. That thing that you have.
Horse gum isn't as good?
Kentucky ale.
Bro, that's just a Merlot they dumped into a bottle of beer.
I'm not, like, opposed to Merlot always.
Not when I think I'm drinking a beer.
I guess so.
Anyway, I should also explain how the show works for the first time here. And
yes.
All right, so I'm going to grade the entire show by laughs. You make everyone laugh, you get a point. You make everyone groan, you get a dong. It's a negative point. You don't want a dong.
No way, man.
Winner at the end of the show gets this shiny vacant championship belt and 20 seconds to say whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. And we're going to add a new wrinkle at the end where the two last place players get a chance at redemption. Mm-hmm.
Man, sweet, sweet redemption.
Sweet, sweet gay talk.
Spoilers.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll see. Sorry. We'll see.
So that was everyone's week this week.
I can't. Shitty,
who went to work today?
Oh, I did.
You did?
I did. Suckers.
Yeah. Fantastic. You live in the city, though, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's a 15-minute walk there, then
you,
on a train.
You can't call out, man. They're like, subways are running.
Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows, we had it by a surprising amount of shitty snow today.
Oh, my God. Yes. It was like, what we got? Like 5 or 6 inches?
More than that.
You guys did. We got, like, the city got like 2 or 3, I think.
Dude, at like 1 o'clock in the city, I looked outside and it was sunny. It was yeah. it was great.
It was nice again.
Yeah. I work 9 minutes from work and I got out of bed and I was like, no.
Took a sick day?
No, I just told him that it was too snowy for me.
Too snowy for you? That's an excuse?
Lou,
me, yeah.
Lou, did you make it out to the kids, or did they go unsat today?
No, I made it out there. We were out there. You know, we actually made a giant BB-8 snowman.
Did you take a picture of that shit?
I did.
I want to see that.
A BB-8?
Yeah, BB-8 snowman.
What the hell is that?
Yo, BB-8, Star Wars. The droid.
I have no idea.
Oh my God, that's what that thing is.
This right? Kentucky ale fucking blows.
Oh, God.
It's awful.
Now, Nancy Drew doesn't give the rest of the babysitter any days off.
I got one here.
Oh, okay.
I can wash it off.
Sure, real stiff boss there.
All right, man. You know, at least I was man enough to get out there. You're just, it's too cold, boss. It's too cold. My footsies can't handle it.
You would have called out too if you knew who your boss was. It's just a car driving away to you. A
couple kids get a text like, our guy's not coming, man. All right, man. So, other than that, man, this week's pretty good. We went to a Real Big Fish concert. We did another, Escape the Room with Steve over here.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You get out?
Got out of it, man.
Nice. Yeah. So, 2 for 2?
I did nothing, but I got out of it. I followed him, basically.
Me and him spent, like, a good amount of time trying to decipher this picture.
Stupid.
And then, like, our lawyer friend, Watts, walks over, and he's like, yeah, man, the code's this.
Yeah.
What room? What was the theme of the room?
Well, we went there was two separate rooms that we had to meet into the main room, so there was two, half our group got split up.
Right.
So me and Steve were in the World War II room.
It was okay. Like Time Warp room, basically.
Time Warp.
And then the other people were in a medieval room.
Yeah.
And
we had to find our way back to...
Those are super fun, though.
They're great. Yeah. Do you ever watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
The show with Andy Samberg?
I've seen it before. I just don't watch it enough.
This week's episode was about the escape rooms. On Long Island.
Oh, right. Look, awesome. Our boy Miller told me those things aren't a franchise. They're all biting off each other because it's not copyrighted.
Oh, yeah. And it's the most brilliant business model because all your money goes into just building this place, hiring 3 schmucks to clean up the rooms afterwards.
Yeah, but you got to change the clues after a while because people will keep going back and keep like...
Yeah, I'm sure you just change a couple combinations and shit and a couple puzzles. Do a different math problem on the wall.
Evidently, true. You can't lock cats in a room, though, man. He'll figure his way out.
No, he does it. He does it. Give him an hour. He's good. 56 minutes? 56 minutes.
Oh, no, I think it was 70-minute time limit, so we were at 64 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was cutting close. We, it was getting, there was like 6 minutes left, and we were like, we're done.
Yeah.
And then we finally got everything.
It was like lasers and like crazy amount of stuff.
Blue lights.
This was the same place in Mineola?
No, it was in the city.
This was a city one, so it was higher class.
They're literally all over the place, yeah.
It's not. It looks higher class, but then it's just like rooms.
No, it was definitely much more money went to that one. The other one was like a house that they makeshifted into that. This one was like a legit, like a building, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're all in buildings, basically, in the basements. in the city, but they're awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm dying to do another one, actually.
If you want
to
go, sure. Definitely.
Next time you do one, let me know. Anyway, you want to get started?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do some news.
My iTunes is taking a second.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, this never happens.
No, I have it up. I'm clicking it. It's just not playing.
Yeah, it's a spinny wheel of death, man. I've seen that before.
Okay, how about this? Was it a Welcome to Payback Podcast? Here's the news, brother. No, I don't know why the one thing I didn't check is the stupid iTunes.
Is there something on that computer?
Oh, I heard. My bad.
Nothing, actually.
Here we go.
All right, painful lagniacs, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
It's a real top shelf operation we have here.
Luke, cut all that shit out.
Speaking of top shelf, I didn't read any of these stories yet. So we're going to go in and journey together.
Oh, Mr. Judgmental, I didn't read the stories. All right.
Lou sent them as I was walking out the door.
Sure he did.
Yeah, that's true.
Lou doesn't run his business.
Corroborated. All right, let's do a Valentine's Day story to start. There's a man in Australia, 25-year-old dude, who's hoping to make a lot of...
It's on delay at this point.
I accidentally did that, actually.
Is that going to kick in every 3 seconds? Like?
Probably.
Am I kicking a couple of times here? Fucking...
Oh, yes. Now you're just playing random shit.
I'm not doing dick. It's all like...
Price of G.
Well, that's a happy accident for Lou.
It just got real hood in here.
Yeah.
All right, let's start that one over.
All
right. I think he's telling the news.
Yeah, there's a 25-year-old man in Australia who's hoping to make some money on Valentine's Day cards. His gimmick, he sits in some paint and pushes his ass against some paper to make hearts. He calls himself an arstist.
An arstist?
That's fantastic. He's got a name for it?
Oh.
Wow.
Arstistry.
Yes,
dude. This is like little Homer Simpson beards.
Does he sell? They look hairy. Does he sell it to museums?
You want to see a sample?
Yeah,
it's like a fucking roadmap.
No, wait.
You could see errant hairs in it. It's really gross.
100%.
He's got like weird. It's like, does he have like braids? Does he have cornrows on his ass? what's going on? Why does he have like a line in the middle?
He's either got a weird vein or something. But
vein in his ass.
Look at the
like on either on both cheeks, just going straight down.
There's patterns in the paper.
Yeah, patterns in the butt, in the butthole. I mean, it doesn't look like a heart, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah, it looks more like a butterfly, really.
Go.
I think he's getting ripped off.
Well, he's charging $6
for that.
For that,
I give him $1.
I would
you pay for that?
The fucking guy did some work.
What are you gonna do with it, though? I don't know. Give it to fucking somebody. Hang it up over here. I mean, he's got everything basically.
Oh, thanks for the ass painting. How would you pay for it? $6? Actually.
Oh, I mean, I would have paid $3. So, but I paid $6 for you, buddy.
Paying double market value.
Right? Exactly.
$6 for his butt cheek.
For butt cheek and
for both, but they're both butt cheeks.
Hold on, I got a and bigger, two veins. Fatter butt. Would you give me $12 for mine?
No.
Ken needs a canvas.
That's a reduction.
That's a reduction.
I'll give you $4.
You give me less.
I'll give you less.
For more tush?
I don't need more tush.
Yeah, man, you're just a wore down. Yeah,
seriously.
You're not even a real deal.
You're actually wasting more paint.
What if I give you a little bit of balls still?
Nah, it's just weird.
You get the fruit ball, son.
Why would I want your balls on my wall? That's just weird, bro.
Why would you want his butt on your wall?
You don't know whose butt that is. Could just be a random butt.
Wait, so you know, it's not that it's Ken's ass. It's that you know Ken.
No, I'm just not putting like Ken's ass at the bottom of the painting and just putting the paint up. It's artistic. It's art. You don't know what the fuck it is. It's on the wall. You won't ask.
What if I give you balls? Yeah,
I don't want that. I don't want any of that.
The whole fruit salad.
No,
dude.
I don't want any of the fruit salad.
Jesus,
just, that's it. And I would pay $4. That's it.
You got a weird taste.
That's all you get.
You got a weird taste tonight.
That's what it is. All right. I wear tight shirts. I fucking have weird taste.
Yo, this Lou, you're an artist. Is this art?
You know what? Maybe if he included the burn hole, that'd consider
you
it
want
art.
The pucker, son?
Oh,
you want
wow.
That.
Pull it apart. Get the paint deep in there.
It's like, what is this, Mordor? What am I looking at?
See, angry eye of Sauron.
Oh, my God.
I kind of agree with that, though. Like,
do you guys like anus, like, mouth?
What?
Like when a woman has anus mouth. Do you guys like that?
Oh,
that
my mean? God. What kind of...
What kind of women are you dating?
So, not like...
Scarlet.
So, when women... Yeah. No, when women pucker up their lips, some women, they have like a weird lips that like turn into like an anus-looking thing.
Does and it burn all?
Come at you and like... It's anus lips. It's raise, true. It's a wait, thing.
So raise,
it's a thing.
Raise your please hand if you know what he's Google. Talking about.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. I explained it. I never seen it. But I don't
I've never seen it. The mythical.
I'm telling have you.
You had a girl been like
butthole mouth
going for the kiss, and it's just like that's a butthole. Get
one,
away from me.
One time, I didn't say that. I still kissed it, but I did was like I did a double take. You know, just like what the fuck.
So
is
it was
that?
Over before it started with that.
No, it still went. You know,
any port in a storm.
Yeah, but she had a butthole mouth, but she had dynamite pussy. So I was like,
butthole mouth.
And a surprisingly nice butthole.
I can corroborate this. That's where the phrase pucker up came from.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Butthole mouth turned into vacuum blowjobs, bro. It was magical.
It's a tight seal.
Yeah. Airtight.
It's like when she blows me, it's like getting anal, bro. It's weird.
Let's do another story.
It could be.
Let's get off a butthole mouth for a minute. Do another story here. Right. Another one out of Australia. We got a woman named Noella Rocundo. She was visiting a friend when she was abducted by a group of men with guns. Right as they put a sack over her head and were going to kill her, she heard the familiar voice coming over their phone of her husband saying the words, "Finish her."
Oh, wait. He got the order? He said it?
He hired these men to kill her.
Damn, what a pussy. He should have done it himself, man.
But guess what? The gunman had a change of heart and decided not to kill her. So she decided on a plan of her own. She busted into her own funeral, yelling, "Surprise, motherfucker."
What? Wait, if they didn't kill her, like, there was a ruse where they dumped another body or something?
They claimed to do it, apparently, because she crashed her own funeral.
Hold on, I found a clip on Lou's computer that actually is sound from that funeral.
Next motherfucker makes a move in his in the face.
I don't even know what he just said right there.
She came in with two pies and hot pies.
That's an angry bitch.
I don't know if that's appropriate for the story, but thank you for playing my favorite soundbite.
Wow.
Wait, I just want to just throw something at you. Pizza yes. violence. Now, I always talk about the pizza shooter. But what if you had two piping hot pizzas and you basically like slapped the guy's head like calzoning him?
Pizza symbols.
It's like, boom, boom. No, you calzone him.
You give him the old stromboli.
Yeah,
but that's the pizza symbols, bro. It's the fucking monkey with the symbols. Boom.
Yeah.
It's pizza yeah. symbols.
Pizza symbols.
One to each side
can
of
you,
the head.
Wait, what do I get if you do that to me?
Nothing. You get 3 burns, son.
They're piping hot from the oven.
But like, what do I get if I do that, though?
Cheese burns.
Two big slaps of pizza, man.
It's regret.
Yeah, dude.
You get free pizza.
Scarred for
life.
You get Freddy Krueger face.
No,
you get sauce scars.
That.
You might
that.
Suffocate and die, to be honest.
They may melt.
It's an instant cheese mold.
Yeah.
Then your head's a calzone.
You get calzoned.
Is that science?
That's
yeah,
big.
It's science,
baking, bro.
That's pizza, baby.
Yeah, that's pizza, bro.
It's pizza.
Yeah. You can't deliver. Domino's can't deliver that.
Anyway, aren't we talking about a dead woman somewhere?
No, but she busted open her. She busted like, open her funeral. She's like,
"Oh, well, so she's not dead." Did she kill everybody?
But
in the
what'd
funeral?
She do? What'd she do? Like when she came?
Oh, we.
In?
Did
oh, she brought the cops. They had enough evidence
that's
to put this guy
it?
Away.
That's the end of the story. She should have came guns a-blazing.
Street sweeper. Like, yeah. You think you
boom, or boom, double boom, jeopardy? Boom. It. What's yeah. her name? What's that movie? Double Jeopardy. What's her name?
What?
That movie, Double Jeopardy, with that woman.
Like Rodman?
Not Rodman.
That was his movie, Double Jeopardy, wasn't it? Like Double
no,
Tango.
Dennis Rodman.
Harrison Ford.
Double Jeopardy?
Talking about that movie with him and Van Damme?
Yeah, man. It was like Double Take or something.
No, it's not Double Jeopardy.
There was two Van Dammes and a Rodman.
I don't know. What movie?
I think one of them had Sandler in it.
What movie are you watching?
No, I mean, you know. It was at the tail end of Van Damme being cool, and it was like Robin was still good. So, you pick it up. It was no good.
It's seen that.
It's terrible.
You don't say.
Despicable, in fact.
Oh, all right, man. Moving on. Speaking of movies.
By the way, in movie trivia, that's not the first time there's been two Van Dammes in a film. Was that Time Cop? Boom.
Good point.
Multiple Van Dammes.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Does he get points for that?
No.
You get points for random facts.
Not for facts.
Okay. I need to know all the rules. I don't think I feel like I'm going.
Oh, the rules are arbitrary as fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Damn.
We're still figuring this shit out.
You gotta cater to Pete pretty much.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Make me
I'm
laugh.
Trying to figure it out.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Do you know the word pandering?
slightly. I'm only saying it in the Spanish way.
Pandarin.
Okay, now I understand.
Was that Spanish?
He said say it in Spanish, so I just said it in Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Spanglish.
Sure.
All right, but speaking of the movies, there's a video circulating on YouTube of two men who managed to wear one single pair of, like, outfit, one pair of pants, tucked in the shirt in order to sneak into a movie.
I seen it.
Genius.
I seen it.
Wait, you seen this one?
They, like...
Yeah, I did.
They, like, little rascals themselves into the flick?
Yeah.
It's just, like, one huge man.
With two heads or just one head?
One head. Pretty much, like, they both got into the pair of pants, and then the other guy kind of, the guy in front kind of scrunched up for the appearance of a big belly, and they walked into the theater, and they even messed up and said, we would like one ticket, please.
Oh, I'm sure the staff caught that.
This staff said, what do you mean we? And they sold him a ticket anyway.
One single ticket.
This is a daring way to save $12.
Movies are expensive, bro.
They are very expensive. They're ridiculously expensive. It's like $17 a ticket.
17 in the city?
In Queens?
Are you going to try this with your girl now?
Shit.
What? Try what?
the fucking...
Time for a romantic evening, baby.
Yo, hug me real tight.
Get out the JNCOs.
I still don't have an idea for Valentine's Day, so there it is.
I'll bring her
to the really nice, like, recliner movie theater.
But then you only got one recliner chair. It's not like a movie theater where you
She's small.
There's assigned seats in those. Some guys can be like,
those chairs are cozy. You could cuddle up on one.
Yeah, you can.
Yo, you're going to look mighty stupid ordering two popcorns and two sodas.
He's going to look like a big fatso, so it's going to work out.
Yeah.
He's not going to go trench coat style.
It's like, sir, didn't you mean a Diet Coke?
I think you've had enough, sir.
You didn't ask me if I wanted butter. You shouldn't have.
True.
All right, they don't try to upsell you at all. They're like, small for you, right?
Yeah. Everything's small. No.
Save the quarter.
Everything big in a Diet Coke, always.
You know, for a quarter less, you could just have the medium.
Yeah, you don't want the large. Large is too big. You'll never finish it.
Damn.
All right, I don't know what this next story is about, but I like how Lou titled it. His title for this story is Fag.
I forgot which one that was.
Well, it's about a police officer.
Yeah.
Ringing bells? I'm waiting for it to load, so here we go. Yeah, a uniformed police officer fled after being mistaken for a male stripper at a 50th birthday party in England.
What kind of bootleg outfit did he have on?
Don't wear tearaway pants if you're a cop.
Those are the sucker cops in England that don't wear a gun, though.
No, that doesn't exist. Like,
oh my God, he thinks I'm a stripper.
They all have guns.
No, in England they don't. Yeah. The bobbies don't. Like the special forces, army shit like that. Like,
really?
Have guns?
I didn't even know this. I've been there. I didn't even know this.
Well, you usually don't check out the weapons of the police officers.
I always do.
Steve gets
always.
Right.
I straight up want to know what they're handling.
He gets right about
that. That looks like, yeah.
Would you do an ocular pat down just so?
Always. Every time I walk by an officer, I check what he's got.
Okay, that guy's packing, so I'm just going to get on the ground as quick as I can.
Exactly.
Maybe that's behind his trash can.
I'm getting behind that guy with the big ass gun, is what I'm doing.
Well, here's what happened. And I'm going to ask if you would have the same reaction. So this guy walks into this rowdy party. A group of, I'm guessing, around 50-ish-year-old women start losing their minds and pointing at him, and he runs away.
Why would he run away?
He formed what he said he beat a hasty retreat because the party went wild with excitement.
I would be like, fancy a shag!
He even passed a stripper on the way out, which is extra funny to me.
Like the guy?
Yeah.
It's like, they're animals.
Call for backup.
Someone's gotta call the Ghostbusters. The ghouls in there.
Oh my God.
Ghouls. So what would you do in that situation?
I told you what I'd do, like, fancy a shag.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd do that awful fucking English accent, but
I'm not English in it.
I mean, you are trying to English it a little bit. You were trying English a little bit.
I don't know what that accent was.
Yeah, a little cat's a little English.
I mean, it's an English word when I'm
saying.
Fancy
a shag!
Fancy a shag! It's like Sebastian
Little Harry
Siegel.
Potter.
See, though, Sebastian the Seagull.
I don't even remember him. I haven't watched that movie in a while.
Well, I mean, kiss the girl, bro. Where the fuck you?
I would definitely whip it out and give him a show, though.
Would you?
But my whole thing is.
I would, too.
Like, once it comes out, it usually gets hard. And once it wakes up.
What do you mean, usually? Like 75% of the time.
So are you popping full wood at the urinal?
Yeah, like
sometimes. Yeah. Ooh, a draft.
And then he goes, he looks over and he's like, where else can I get a boner? It's like, come on.
I mean,
it's, like, it's America.
Like, bro,
it's
I'm not America. Trying to look, but I know you have a full boner, man. Just get away from me.
Yeah.
True. Yo, when I whip it out, fucking things happen, man. All right? Like, I'm not responsible for that.
What? No, that's not. That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
You said you're rocking a Duralog every time you whip
thing.
It out. So.
That's a thing.
No. Nope. Dude, I'm pretty sure. Thing. Check the Googles.
It's a total thing.
Just do it.
If you see me standing 3 feet back from the urinal, you know what's up.
I actually don't. I don't even know what you're doing. 3 feet from a urinal? There is no possible
you're
way you're getting it anywhere
like,
here.
At least like
you leave like
2 feet, like, 6 inches of room. Like,
you at a Giants game? You're going to leave Lake Michigan in the middle of a fucking...
Oh, I got a powerful stream.
Nah. You ain't making it 3 feet, bro.
You want to bet some money on this?
First off, three should feet? Do... We
bro,
should
if you
do
just that fucking good, go out and power wash my deck.
What about a peeing combine? A peeing combine, huh?
Do you have the NFL going
to
run? You want
to challenge me to the pee Olympics?
Piss Olympics?
Let's do it right now.
Would, actually, if there was a piss Olympics...
I mean, there's snow out there, so we can measure. Measurements.
I'll pee in your beer from here.
Nah, don't try to do that. You're going to pee in my lap.
I'll pee on my
I'm saying...
But I'm more worried about my lap. I don't really care about what's in between.
Probably shirt my lap. Too, a little bit.
I mean, yes. I mean, anything on me.
Your dollar
basically.
Bill.
Penny.
Oh, yeah. Yo, the dollar bill got the weed. I'd be more mad about that.
That's a young girl.
Yeah, he is trying to piss off.
I mean,
people.
He's trying to piss on him.
He is.
Kelly,
how did this
virgins.
Go from a story about a fucking stripper to...
Because R. Kenny says when he whips it out, it's rock
yeah,
solid.
He does. He does. Yo, even to pee in like a like MetLife disgusting ass stadium, he's just like gets rock hard. Doesn't even know.
Yeah,
doesn't even
back, bro, about three.
And you're taking steps back
in the porta potty. There's
strides.
No way. That's
about
not.
Three strides.
Yeah, guy, in a porta potty, you don't have three strides.
Oh,
no way.
In a porta potty, got to open the door.
You got to practice.
What?
You gotta get better pee
that's
etiquette,
thing.
Bro.
Now I know you're lying.
All right, that's enough of this shit.
Got to open the door.
Lou, do you get rock solid when you whip it out?
Absolutely not, man.
Do you? Are you sure?
Kenny, I mean, there's a reason there's a poster behind that guy.
True. You're right.
The predator. Diddler.
It's like you're in the room, man. Nice. I like it.
Always.
Behind you guys.
All right, we're going to move on to the next story here. We got troubling statistics about personal trainers helping women. 1 in 4 women admit to making out with their personal trainers.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it. A third of females are blah, blah, blah. Again, I should have read this.
If you're a personal trainer, you're getting paid basically what a guy who works at McDonald's gets paid. That's the only catch is you get pussed.
Yeah. 7% of personal, 7% of these women actually bang them.
That's it?
Yeah.
7%? Good.
But half confess to making an effort.
To try to bang them?
So half make an effort. A third actually get the first base. 7%. Close the deal.
Wait, so the girl, 43%.
The guy's like, you're still a little too sloppy for
yeah.
me to bang.
I mean, a lot of these are like sloppy housewives.
Yeah, but you work at a gym. Yeah, you wear sweatpants
toss,
to work.
Right?
Like, you figure, take what you can get.
Yeah, so and this, sure, like, you wouldn't fuck a fat chick if you were just like bored on a Tuesday.
I was getting paid to
yoga
do
pants
like, I'm on the clock.
Yeah, yoga pants toss. Do beautiful things.
Oh my god!
When you
yeah.
see yoga pants on women,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, women.
God bless
all you women out there. It's really the greatest thing ever, and I thank them for that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it really
I,
is.
A second,
even makes any ass look.
I
great.
Want to thank just all the Latin women getting introduced.
Also that.
Like before like maybe J Lo like in the late 90s, I was just only white girls. So like,
have you
know.
Seen J Lo recently?
She still looks good.
Damn.
She's
damn,
like,
that's all I gotta say. Damn.
But anyway, yo, before that, I didn't know about asses like that. Now it's just like beautiful.
Well, it does have its downsides. Like at
what,
my job,
it might break your dick. Yeah, that's about the only.
At my job, there's a lot
that's
of
the only downside.
There's a lot
downside.
Of warehouse
like,
workers.
And you know what? I'm willing if it's a huge ass, I'm willing to get my dick broken.
At my job, there's a lot of warehouse workers. I'll just refer to them as, and they all wear the yoga pants. And they all look like a garbage bag filled with mashed potatoes.
Even
there's lumps.
Even on bad-looking women.
Lovely lady lumps.
No, horrible, horrific, tumorous lumps.
Even on bad-looking women, my hand, like, instinctively wants to smack that butt.
Yeah. But also, can you just, like, make a hole in them and fuck it with the yoga pants on?
I've seen that porno.
Mm. No, that's probably good. Like, look.
Like, can that happen?
Now,
is my question.
Does she use the cab money on yoga pants or on cab?
She gotta buy new
pants. Are expensive. She's like, you can buy yourself $80.
I would give her my pants and just walk out of my boxers.
I'm not giving her my pants.
Yeah, I would. If it's like summer,
no, I'd be like, look,
I'm out.
Bitch, you made the mistake of banging me and let me rip your pants off. So that's your cross to bear.
Are you actually
I'm
only
you're gonna rip her pants like Hulk Hogan's shirt?
Yeah, you're not doing that. I said one hole. I didn't like rip her pants in half.
That's better. Walking out with a hole in your pussy.
Yeah, you could like walk around. No, women can cover that, man. Women can cover that.
With what?
Makeup?
No. Makeup in their vagina, bro?
Just put mascara on your pussy lips. It looks just like yoga pants.
That's not what I'm saying at all. No, they can't get the mouth anus. They can't. But, no, they can fucking, they just close their legs a little tighter and they just walk. And they can do it. I'm telling you.
I keep grabbing
this beer. I'm telling you.
I keep grabbing this beer and like going to sip it. And I'm like, oh my God, no, it's so gross.
Yeah, it's awful.
I want to say, I'm giving
it. It's literally dragon's milk. From the jizz.
The lowest rating I give a beer, I'm giving it this one. This one is.
You're gonna rate this
so
one
like
yucky?
A 5 Bud Light. Is that the lowest?
No, rating? Bud Light. I'm saving my taste buds with Bud Light. It's like, oh, domestic light water. Oh.
Yeah, you need some watery to wash it away.
Yeah, the beer last week was good though. The
I think I'm gonna start doing that. Just going with the ones I know to be tried and true.
Mm-hmm. True. Massive was awesome.
Massive was great.
You can't measure Massive. By taste.
You can't measure taste.
Massive's not a taste thing. No. Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next story, by the way. It's been a rough year for Subway.
Jared.
The restaurant, Jane.
Damn, Jared.
Actually,
rest
not
in
only
peace,
Jared. They lost all their spokespeople.
Die, son.
They lost Michael, was it Justin Tuck retired children.
They still got that Muhammad Omo guy or whatever his name is.
Who's
from
that?
Alaska.
Oh, dude, also, what's it, Michael Phelps?
Apollo Ono?
I don't know.
Oh, the skater.
Did you just say Monano Mono?
The speed skater.
Whatever.
Yeah, the Dozo Mono.
Whatever his ethnic name is.
Apollo Creed, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever.
Apollo Creed.
And they actually,
that was Rocky 1.
A couple years ago, they lost. Two. They lost, what's that, the swimmer, Michael Phelps, the weed.
Yeah, and then they lost that lawsuit about their sandwiches
the
being.
You know he's going to be in the Olympics this year, right?
Is he?
Yeah. 2016,
no, I'm talking about Subway lost him.
Subway lost him as a spokesman, and then they lost this lawsuit about how their 12-inch sandwiches were actually like 11 inches or some shit like that.
Is that a big problem?
They should have kept
Michael that's what Jared
Phelps,
was trying to
got
tell.
Got him into some trouble.
Michael Phelps would have showed up with red eyes and been like, man, you should buy 2 Subway sandwiches because we
Taco Bell
should
have signed
idea for the Subway commercial. You get Michael Phelps and be like, I swim like a dolphin, and I love sandwiches, and these are the best ones.
I eat the tuna.
Nah.
I'm not the tuna because I want to harness the power of the dolphin.
I'm not impressed by a human swimming like a dolphin.
All right,
but here's why Subway's having a hard time now. Mm-hmm. A man barged into a Subway restaurant, ass naked, laid on the table, and started yelling the words, kill me.
Did they kill him?
No. They should have.
He's
an
kill
artist.
Kill me, or give me a meatball sub.
Would you want the meatball sub, though?
Well, I just threw that out there.
Yeah.
I would order something different.
Oh my God. This is actually fucked up. He runs into the restaurant naked. I call it a restaurant loosely. But he runs in the place butt naked, screaming at the one woman behind the counter to shoot him in the head, then follows her
with
into
what?
The
sub. With what? The sub. I got sandwiches.
You want me to throw cheese at you?
Shoot me with the mayo.
I don't even have like a scorch.
Spicy mayo, not regular. Spicy.
I got you sriracha.
He says, hurry up, shoot me in the head, push the panic button, and bring the special forces squad in here fast. And she yells back, I already pushed the alarm button. Get off the counter.
I'm going on break. Fuck this guy.
She lied. Subway doesn't have an alarm button.
Yeah. Nobody has an
alarm.
Who
robs the Subway?
He didn't rob nothing.
But I'm saying, why do they have an alarm?
Nah, yeah, there's no reason.
Jared.
Because they're out of bread.
So, oh, no, you're going to take the
lunch. Wait, hold on. So you're telling me they have an alarm because a child rapist used to be their main advertiser?
Yeah, who knows what he got up to in those places?
I don't know.
A lot of kids frequent those sandwich shops. Check out the talent. Yeah, dude, it's 5,000 foot long. It's poor. When you were like 13 years old.
The last time I ate Subway, I was like a teenager.
Last time I ate Subway was like Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
It just went across the street.
I actually ate one before I got here.
It's actually a great product.
Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic product.
I don't even care if it's 11 inches.
The Subway smell always throws me. It's got that distinct odor of
like fake meat and weird cheese.
And
but
it's bizarre bread.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
And it's bizarre-ass bread smell.
The bread I don't get. It's like...
I'm betting it's mostly plastic.
That might come out of a gun. The bread, like...
Probably. That's like Soylent Green.
All right, so
let's do the next one.
Next one,
man. Oh, I only just read the headline of this one. Mm-hmm. Cops hunt very elusive goat rapist after woman claims her animals are being attacked. This woman, Sharon Cruz Pessina, is convinced the man is returning to her property to have sex with her three pets and has called the cops to arrest him.
Lou, what were you doing last night?
Chilling, homie. What were you up to, man? You're the one who's constantly getting boners.
So true. Look at that fucking goat.
You got an alibi, dog? Or you just gonna, you're going to pass that question over?
Let's see. She's convinced a man is showing up to bang her goats, which is fucked up, and has been doing so since last summer.
Now, you got to wear a condom when you're banging a goat, right?
No way, man. That goat's probably clean.
Have you ever watched Bestiality?
No.
Do you
have you?
Yes.
All right, second question.
I'm giving you a dong for that.
What animal?
I don't know what that means.
What animal?
Yeah,
that's a point.
Is that good?
That's a bad thing.
Oh, shit.
What animal did you see get boned?
It was actually a woman and a horse.
Why would you watch that?
Why not?
I'd pay good money.
Like, why not?
I'm desensitized at this point.
Why not?
I would actually pay good money to see that. I've always wanted to since the movie The Bachelor Party. Bachelor Party, I should say, with Tom Hanks. And,
The guy trying to book a donkey show once, so I believe it.
You can fuck with midgets as much as you want, but you can't fucking mess with a donkey?
Midgets are people.
No, they're not. Not according to the...
They're magical people.
First off, midgets are, in fact, people. That's science.
And they grant wishes.
You said that.
No, that's not science.
That is. Yeah. If you tussle their hair, they grant you a wish.
What?
You haven't rubbed their head hard enough, then. I got three wishes.
Yo, what kind of weird rubbing are you doing on midgets, guys?
You're just a hair tossle.
No, that's not.
They go tee hee, and they grant a wish.
I never look at
midgets. I got three wishes last week, dude. I'm
what? There you go.
Guys, those are not called wishes, man.
I work next to a midget. I tussled his hair three times.
That might be a kid. Are you sure that's not a kid? No.
That's how we got that nice new sweater. Look at him.
Got a beard, yeah.
I never look a midget in the eyes. I don't want him to steal my soul. I try to cheat him.
Oh, they under a bridge, too, or?
No, those are trolls. Get it right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Midgets, they're making candy, I think.
Okay.
They're slave labor for that Wonka bastard.
Realistically, they're in like little versions of superhero costumes doing little jigs on the street. That's basically their main occupation.
Midgets?
Most of them are on the Howard Stern show.
Circuses? They're mostly and porn.
Porn? Midgets are in porn?
Yeah. Oh my god, midget what porn are you watching?
Wait, hold on.
Horses, midgets?
Wait. You guys don't know about all of this stuff? Wait, yeah. Thank you. There are people out there like us that like seeing midget porn sometimes.
Dude, I do like
seeing Okay, slow up. Slow down.
Thank you.
What is it? What is it about the midget porn that entices?
I don't know, man. I mean, the whole situation. No. I never watch a...
Oh, it's a midget woman.
Yeah.
It's got to be a midget woman.
No, I'm cool with that.
I see what's her face on Stern.
I feel like I should charge you all because this is
Bridget the Midget.
This is a breakthrough moment right here.
Yeah, right?
It's a breakthrough moment.
Bridget the Midget's kind of dope. I'd
give you a headstand.
Yeah.
She might be one of the three or four midgets I might take seriously.
I don't even know what that means.
Bridget the Midget.
I don't even know enough midgets to take that many seriously.
I don't know any midget.
Would you grant her the right to be called a person?
No, fuck that.
First of all, she is a human being, bro.
She's a mythical animal.
Yeah, no.
From the Scottish Highlands. If you jumped on her like a Goomba,
you get a coin.
Wait.
Is that the vinegar stroke you got?
You're just like, yeah. That's it?
I'm not blowing a hard load on with her. I mean, she's a midget. I mean, it's kind of fucked up.
Why would you ruin
baby
a witch like
bro.
That, though?
Well, she's not an actual baby.
Why would you toss a wish out the window by Goomba stomping a midget, dude? It's a perfectly good wasted wish.
I don't believe in midgets like that.
How did we get here?
I don't know. Okay. Lou, thoughts on midget fucking?
It's terrible, man.
Good.
I feel like if you get more than one dude in there, they're going to tear those organs up.
It's not a baby.
Like, got it. Like, you get in there and you're pushing your kidneys out the way. You know?
Lou, midgets have like life-size torsos but little appendages. So it's like they got little legs, little
arms.
They got a full, deep, you know, puss.
I also don't have that big a dick to be doing all that. What he just described? No way.
I'm not packing heat like that to kill a midget.
Yeah, I can't kill a midget. No way.
They call my shit the midget killer.
The midget killer.
Ken's dick's got a little mustache on it.
That's my rap name.
Dude, my dick smokes a cigarette and hangs outside the midget center.
All right, I'm dying to get to this next one here. A right. Man got in trouble for tearing up a library. The real story here is what his name is. He had his name changed to this. It's not his birth name. His name is Jeffrey Drew Wilski. Had it changed to Bizao Doo Doo Zoppity Bop 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 Bizao. Apparently, after named himself after Bill Cosby gibberish.
Yeah. Oh, is he a rapist too?
He tore up a library.
First off, allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is coming from the guy that thinks OJ didn't do it.
Are we glancing over this man's name and going on to some other topic? The man's name is Mr. Zoppity Bop Bop, and we're moving on.
Zoppity Bop Bop, how do you spell it?
When did Bill
Zoppity Bop Bop.
I bet you he can get an Instagram, Twitter handle, no problem.
Oh, easily. Yeah. It's like, he doesn't have to put any numbers at the end of that shit.
Add another O. Who cares?
Never had a problem getting his name on the email address.
No. Oh, no.
It's taken. He's got to go.
It's taken. Are you kidding me?
At the real zippity bop bop.
His charges include first degree assault, third degree assault, third degree malicious mischief, and malicious harassment.
Is hustling some books.
Well, he walked into a library, ripped a bunch of flyers off the wall. Police attempted to apprehend him, but zappity bop bop.
For ripping flyers.
Wait, we're not done. He bit an officer, fled the scene, and then chucked a brick at another cop.
First of all, he sounds like a complete nerd who bites a cop.
Or he has rabies.
Or he's on drugs.
Or he's a moron.
The bath salts are bad.
Was it David Lee Roth?
Zappity bop bop.
But, like, who calls the cops?
Yeah!
I'm so sad and lonely.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Who calls the cops for a guy ripping a couple signs off a wall?
They're important flyers, bro. Have you ever been to a library?
Their bingo night was at risk.
Yeah. You ever been to a library and not seen flyers? Come on.
The donation for the kids' book drive is almost...
You never know. I like to see you take down Zippity Bop-a-Dop.
Seriously.
All right? That might be a fucking hard task, man. He's clearly crazy.
He's clearly a biter.
It'll probably bite you.
He's a brick throwing, biting zippity bop bop.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think you're taking that on?
Yeah.
I would definitely.
I've had my gun, maybe.
I'd give it a go. Oh, arm taser on that.
No, with a bat, you're pretty good, too. All these guys are.
Nah, he's on angel dust, bro. Bat ain't going to do it.
Really?
You need to physically put him down.
What was his Christian name?
Jeffrey something or other.
Oh, he's a nerd.
Jeff?
Jeff. You got a problem with Jeffs?
I don't really like Jeffs.
Nerdy name, right?
Never met a Jeff I liked.
Nerdy name, right? Come on.
It's not even nerdy. It's just Jeff.
Yeah, true.
All right. Let's do the last story here. Speaking of actual, like, bad guys, North Korea unleashed their ultimate weapon this week.
The stupid haircut?
As you say that, scroll down.
Second.
And there's Kim Jong-un's stupid fat face looking like a... fucking dollar store Rob Park.
They get a gun to cut their hair. Stupid. They'll run away.
No, they unleashed poo bombs.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah,
balloons and cigarettes too.
With cigarette butts.
Yeah. And poo.
Will they give up that nuclear program they were trying to get?
That is the nuclear program. They don't know what it means.
We got poo balloons, guys. That's it.
If everyone has pink eye, will people start dying?
It's just our wiping.
This is
the
extent of their actual war program. They're like, we're gonna drop poo bombs. They've basically filled balloons with poop, flew them over South Korea, and popped them.
Just wait until they come with the pee water balloons, dude. The pee water balloons.
Pee water balloons.
The bombardment of pee water balloons.
It's gotta be one half pee, one half coke.
What? They went pee pee in the coke.
Yeah. They're just dropping pee pee coke on you. Like, oh,
pee pee coke.
That's why it's like, wait, is it coke? Is it
pee pee?
Pee and coke. I don't know, guys. I think I got pissed on.
Who puts PP and coke, you stink box?
This was in retaliation, by the way, to South Korea's attack, where they were blaring loud pop music over loudspeakers into North Korea.
Which pop music, though?
What I'm learning here is this horrible conflict between North and South Korea is a prank war.
None of these zipperheads heard of a gun?
Hold on.
Or a bomb?
I got a question, though. What kind of music, though? What kind of pop music?
It just says... loud pop music. I'm guessing K-pop.
They were Rick Rolling.
Justin Bieber I can do.
I can rock that.
Like Justin Bieber we can do.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Young Biebs are current.
Yo, I hear that.
Current Biebs.
I hear that fucking, what's that song again? That Sorry song again? One more time. I'm going to blow my brains out.
That's a great song.
That's a terrible fucking song.
I'm sorry about that.
That's a bad fucking song.
What do you mean?
Now to say.
Oh, that one too. Fuck that one.
I like the new one too.
I don't even know. I haven't heard his album yet.
You're lucky.
You like that piece of shit.
What?
What's that?
He didn't like Justin Bieber.
You would like that dumb shit, man.
Oh, ugh. The Babysitter Club doesn't like the pop music.
Probably you've been following him since he was a kid, you sick fuck.
Lou only likes stuff released by the Wiggles.
All right.
That's that whole thing. Some of them had cigarette butts in it, too. I guess that was...
Yeah, cigarette butts.
I think they were bullshitting on their nuclear program.
Yeah.
So basically, like, we're going to poo and litter on you. Great.
That does suck, though.
At this point, let them do their thing.
It's because they have, like a 10-mile-long, like, minefield separating two countries. Because South Korea sends balloons to North Korea with, like DVDs and, like, cool things. Like, hey, guys, sucks over there. You should probably leave.
South Korea retaliated with prank phone calls.
Yeah, and duty balloons.
In unrelated news, 100 pizzas were delivered to North Korea. Nobody was there to sign for them.
Oh, the whole country was there to sign for them.
They would actually love some pizzas.
Here's a question, man. If you were in Asia for whatever, say, business, and you were hungry, and you just weren't eating their crazy shit, and you saw, like, a pizza place, would you be like, okay, this is safe? Or you'd be like, oh, my God, I might die.
You're going to have, like, fish sauce.
At that point, you risk it. You're eating dog meat anyway at that point.
A plain cheese pizza, man. Just please. Just
All right, that's it for the news. You want to take a break? Come back with some games?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hey everyone, I am Mike Jolitz from the Mike Jolitz Show, available on Spreaker.com and iTunes soon, I hope. I do a show where I mention some news items, celebrity stuff, stupid criminals, and just silly things I read on the interweb. Proud member of the Podern family.
We are back. Be sure to check out our friends at hashtag Podern family. On the Twitters. And you guys ready to play a couple games?
Let's do it, man.
All right, first game of the night, the movie game. Mm-hmm. We still don't have a theme.
Nope. I will get one next week.
Okay. Let me explain to Steve how this is done. I'm going to give you three things from an upcoming movie. A actress or actor, a location or time period, and something that you have to fit into there. And you're going to give me the plot of a movie. I'm going to start with Brian because he knows what he's doing here. Mm-hmm. This week, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies comes out, mm-hmm. and it looks awful.
Yeah, I like it.
It looks like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. The only actor in that movie that I could figure out who the fuck they were was Lena Headey from Game of Thrones.
Oh, I thought it was Lena Dunham.
No, not Lena Dunham.
I just watched 300 today, man. Her titties were fucking perfect back then, man.
That was my first exposure to her.
She's just gorgeous.
So anyway, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies came out. So Lena Headey is in that movie. So you're going to give me a movie with Lena Headey in the Gulf War mm-hmm. with a monkey.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. Lena Headey is a reporter, right? And but you know what? She had to leave her England because they just didn't like her, whatever. And she was in Japan, and Japan sent her to Iraq to cover it, but Japan, so they sent him with a fucking monkey, right? That was the cameraman. He's a cameraman, whatever.
Fair enough.
Alright, so she's recording all this stuff, and she literally finds the weapons of mass destruction, right? And the U.S. Army was trying to take it from her, but she was like, yo man, I'm gonna make you look stupid because I want to get back together with England because they kicked me out because, you know, they don't like the cut of my jib. So she ends up stealing those weapons of mass destruction, making the U.S. look stupid. all the while, this monkey's filming everything. And realistically, the Republican Guard over in Iran don't got their shit together, so they let this all happen. And it's a comic, you know, blend.
It's a farce.
It's a farce. It's like, kind of like a Benny Hill homage.
I'm going to call you time on that. Mm-hmm. Here we got the gist of your movie. Interesting.
Let me get the three things again. Lena Headley, Gulf War.
In the Gulf War.
With a monkey cameraman?
Just a monkey. The monkey could be whatever you want it to be.
All right.
He's a cameraman.
So basically, this is...
I like how you took it... Sorry, you took the roundabout route to, like, she had to go to Japan first to pick up the monkey.
It's probably like, my movie's probably going to be like the fourth installment of a Game of Thrones series, and it really is going to ruin it. So Lena Headley gets frozen in stone by a dragon, and she wakes up, and it's current day. She's in the fucking Gulf War, man, and she's got a monkey cameraman with her. She can't figure out, first of all, where her car is. Second of all...
Is this a train wreck?
This dude, where's my car?
Yeah. No, it's Game of Thrones. So she can't figure out why she got this little monkey cameraman, why he's filming everything she does. And then she also can't figure out why we're at war with Iraq. And then it's really just like a love and coming together story. And it, yeah.
Between her and the monkey?
Yeah. The monkey cameraman turns out to be Jared Butler. And they rekindle their love.
Was he in a monkey suit?
No, like, she was all fucked up from the dragon prisoner.
She was just seeing him as like a Planet of the Apes character.
And she really wasn't in the Gulf War either, man. She was in New York City.
All right, Steve, up to you. Lena Headley in the Gulf War with a monkey.
Damn.
You had ample time to think about this.
I did.
Lou, do you want to jump in or and say help out Steve so you can have a couple more minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Lou.
All right, so basically she's a doctor over there. She's trying to cure diseases and shit. And this is the story of basically how we got AIDS. She fucked a monkey. She got lonely. And she brought it over to the U.S. That's how it happened.
That trifling bitch.
I'll First take it.
Was have sex with a gay man.
I mean, how are we going to explain the AIDS predating Gulf War? We're just not going to get into that.
We're not going to cover that part. No.
Yo, also, Kenny's a bitch and his answer.
Mine's a sequel to that. And her daughter goes back down, gets lonely, fucks a monkey, and brings back the Zika virus.
I love it.
I want to address that Zika thing real quick. Who gives a fuck?
People trying to get pregnant.
Every year we get the disease of the year.
No, there might be if there's a shot, I'm getting a Zika virus shot.
But last year it was fucking Ebola. Before that, it was fucking bird flu, swine flu.
That was dangerous, bro. The Asians wore masks of that.
Yeah, but it never hits here. I know. I've been talking a lot of shit about it, but I don't care about it. It's not going to hit us.
Can you get the Zika virus shot?
I have no idea.
So why would you? You're just going to go.
I hope there's signs about it.
Hit me with something.
I hope there's signs about it.
Give me the flu shot twice.
That's it. I mean, whatever you need, really.
All right, points are tallied for that round. So Steve just went.
Oh, my bad. I don't think you got the points.
All right, our second movie.
Thanks.
We only got two rounds of this because only two real movies came out this week that I could find. From the one I want to see way more, Hail Caesar by the Coen brothers. Mm-hmm. We got George Clooney, and he's on Wall Street, and he has a bucket of shrimp.
Oh, man, sexy fucking Clooney gets fired from his job. He just got back from lunch, so that explains a bucket of shrimp.
That's what he was eating for lunch?
Fresh shrimp, yeah. He likes to even cut the heads off those suckers. That's how fresh he likes them.
He deveins them himself?
Yeah, so basically he's walking around Wall Street all fucking down and stuff like that. And then some hot slut comes along, and she's like, "You're sexy, Clooney. I totally want to bang you. My dad will give you a job. Fucking rom-com over, man."
So does he go to work on Wall Street, or was he fired from Wall Street?
No, he probably gets like a shrimping boat down in Georgia or something.
It's a riches to rags story redemption tale at the end.
She's a Southern Belle. Her dad owns a shrimping fleet, and he gets all the fresh shrimp he wants, right, man.
So it's Clooney in New York with the bucket of shrimp?
Sexy Clooney.
It's sexy Clooney.
Oh, it can't be just like regular Clooney?
No.
I think Ken added...
Steamy Clooney? All right.
He added a thing I liked to this. Sexy Clooney on Wall Street. with a bucket of shrimp.
I got you. All right.
Who wants next?
I'll do it. All right. Yeah, Clooney's on Wall Street because he's in a movie where basically there's terrorists that are they put bombs all over the city, and he basically he went down there and he basically said there's a 5-pound bucket of shrimp and there's a 3-pound bucket of shrimp, but there's 4 pounds of shrimp, and he has to make it into 3 pounds. No, I'm sorry, reverse that. He has to make it.
I'm confused.
This bomb is gonna blow.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's basically asking Clooney to do advanced math and stuff. But the movie, in the movie, he's not even like a bomb diffuser type guy. He's just George Clooney. The people who are the terrorists just want to fuck with him. It's kind of like
he was
Die
a
Hard.
Janitor on Wall Street.
It's kind of like it's like that movie Die Hard 3, but yeah. They're just fucking with George Clooney.
So
not...
cut to the chase. Does he end up in fish guts or not?
Yeah. Well, long story short, Anthony Edwards, the guy on ER, hated him, and that's the mastermind behind all these bombs and stuff.
Hates him because he's sexy.
It's meta.
Yeah. At the end, George Clooney's just like, "You're bald," and punches him in the face.
Oh man.
With the bucket of shrimp.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
All right, we got Lou and Steve left. Who wants it?
All right. I got it.
All right, Lou.
All right, so Clooney's this New Orleans businessman, right? But he has to move to the big city after Katrina. So he ends up going to Wall Street, and the whole thing is he's trying to buy stocks with a bucket of shrimps.
He basically he got it all out of one sentence.
I feel like that could actually be a movie.
That's plausible.
Yeah. But Clooney's slick enough to be like, "Y'all, give me 100 shares. I got a bucket."
I gave you a point just for calling him Scrimps. I like that.
Scrimps.
Authentic.
Clooney is down in Wall Street and he owns this little shop that deveins everyone's shrimp, right? And so people bring their shrimp to get deveined and shit. Just take the outer shell off. And he realized one day, like, oh shit, my deveiner tool here broke. I gotta use the real old one. So he goes and gets the real old one. And he tries, starts eating the other shrimp and becomes those people.
Magic shrimp.
Oh, it's like, what was that Sandler movie?
Cobbler.
Cobbler. Magic.
It's a shrimp cobbler.
The shrimp cobbler.
Shrimp cobbler.
The shrimp cobbler.
If there was like a
points for naming it.
If there's a top 10 dessert I don't want to eat, is the
shrimp cobbler.
There are a lot worse desserts.
The shrimp come on,
like mango ice cream. Like,
yeah, I mean, I like mango, so
I like it too. But that's like that's usually the ethnic shitty dessert you get.
No, mango's good in everything. I love mango. Don't talk
that's
shit
a,
about
that's
mango.
A point right there.
The
only that's a point thing, right there, man.
There you go.
Just, you know, put that point down right there.
The only bad thing about mango is they're so tough to fucking open, man.
I love mango.
It's like the pistachio of the fruits.
Not at all. That skin is soft.
Oh, no, it's tough to get off.
No, the worst part of the mango is the little mango hairs you get in your teeth.
You eat a lot of mango, bro? You'll be dead in a month.
I'm Cuban, you son of a bitch. I've been eating mango since I was a kid.
What's up, man? Pineapple's the fruit, son.
Pineapple's for trash.
All right, so let's...
All right, so that's the end of the movie game. I will say, points-wise, Ken did come ahead on that one.
Ken did well. Fuck you, Ken.
Sexy Clooney
sexy
helped
Clooney.
You out.
It's not my fault. He's beautiful, bro.
Fuck sexy Clooney, son.
He's not beautiful. He's sexy, bro.
You fucking
he loves much.
He's beautiful, too.
So time for the next game. Mm-hmm. We got top 10, or perfect 10.
Perfect 10.
I'll get that right one of these days. That's where I give you a scenario. You got 1 minute to give me your perfect scenario, your perfect day in that scenario. So this week I went with a night out. You're going out to a bar. I want your best night out at the bar. I'm bringing up my timer here. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right, Ken,
first things first, EJ's not there.
Point.
we'll lay down.
That's, I'll use that too. Thank you.
You get a point too.
Point.
Yeah, man, just like, I like to go to a bar where like every beer that you buy, they give you a fresh pizza or a fresh hot dog or something along those lines.
Talking loose language now with that free hot dog.
Extra condiments over there for my boy Lou. As many napkins as he wants. Like maybe some ping pong. Ton of free ping pong involved in there. I want to be able to smoke a ton of weed for free. Probably some cocaine too.
Probably a little bit of blow.
So you want to go to Spin and bring blow with you.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay for it.
So you want
A Ken Day is what you want. Huh?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, old fashioned wouldn't be.
This is a good old Jack. I like it.
No, nice way to end it.
A that's gentleman's.
That's time.
It's different.
That is a gentleman's way to end the night.
It's different, you know?
I'll go next.
All right, Steve, you're up. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
I get picked up by Scarlett Johansson.
Hmm.
Good in her limo. She blows me as we drive.
End of her
no.
being there.
No, not at all. We take a walk, then she blows me again. We keep walking, and then we go back home.
He didn't even get to the bar.
Forever.
Just have sex forever? I thought you were going to go for a hat trick.
I don't need to do anything more.
The bar's like, look, I need some fluids. Just give me Scarlett Johansson.
All I got to do is get Scarlett Johansson in her limo, and we're good.
No. I'm going to call you time there. The you made it the whole 30 seconds before you called it a night.
That's it.
Didn't even get to the bar.
No.
Well,
no
to be fair, if Scarlett Johansson's just handing out freebie blowjobs, I wouldn't go to the bar.
Oh, no. I'm not saying anything bad about that answer. That was a solid fucking answer.
We get halfway there, turn around, we fuck.
Yeah.
I'd probably still want to drink after a blowjob.
Well, that's because you always have a hard ass. Well, you didn't have like, the... It doesn't even matter.
He still had the infinite fuck coming up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a long night ahead of you.
Yeah. No, I mean, just take it.
Doesn't take that into consideration. Can I get nachos after that, maybe?
Yeah. Dude, in her limo.
Well, your time's
the
up.
The whole time.
So no nachos for you. Brian or Lou? Who wants it?
Whatever, I'll go.
Brian's going.
Oh, what's the thing again?
Perfect night at the bar.
Perfect night at the bar.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Go.
I walk in the bar and everyone's just gives me like the norm, like Kids! I don't know them or anything, but I'm like, hey, how you doing? We walk right to the bar. The people clear out. They're just like, all right, sit right at the front, man. Bartender, I don't have to raise my hand. He just hands me drinks. Like, I got you, man. I know your drinks. I don't know this guy at all. So I leave my credit card down there, and he's like, nah, you don't gotta pay for a thing, man. You. So I'm cool. I'm like, all right, man. We're drinking. Couple of my friends show up, we start pounding drinks back, and then all of a sudden, just like I pretty much walk up to the biggest guy in the place and dance serve him. Like I fucking like he gets booed out the joint. It's just like, oh my god, I didn't know that big guy could move like that. I'm not even gonna dance against him. I'm out. And then after that, like just the hottest bitch in the world comes right in front of all my friends, just like licks my face and grabs my dick and just like, you could get it. Walks out, I look at my friends like, come on guys, that was pretty sweet, right? And then
time,
we bang.
For the record, I'll
count that. I will count that.
No,
no, we don't count that.
We don't count the bang.
I think we should count.
I'm
that.
Sorry.
I'm still cool with it though. I mean,
came in under the clock.
Excuse me, the rough tongue with that.
If Steve doesn't get his nachos, you don't get banged.
I should have got my nachos.
You have your nachos according to me, man.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Lou, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go.
All right, so I'm not going to any old place, you know, no fucking hole in the wall. I'm going to the ritziest joint out there, right? They got all the top shelf shit. Nothing but the ballers go there, you know. Everybody's got money. I walk in there. Everybody looks at me, and I'm like, everybody get on the ground now. Give me your fucking money. Valuables, wallets, watches in the fucking bag. And I get all their shit and burn that motherfucker to the ground.
Endo story?
Yeah.
He's doing with the two finger guns. I'm like, give me a bar.
Damn. That was darkness. That was dark right there.
Yeah. Everyone in Applebee's was shit.
Oh, shit. It's Lou Figueroa. Break out. Be out, son. Be out.
I made bank that day.
Yeah.
You got like a few more seconds. You want to go? Nothing else?
That's it.
That's it.
He robbed an Applebee's.
He robbed an Applebee's.
Swankiest joint he knew.
That's the headline.
I hope you grab some of that, whatever food they cook real well.
Put it in those half-price apps, too. Don't be fucking shy.
I want fucking two $12 steaks. Don't be skimping on the steak, lady.
Throw the pint glasses. The pint glasses.
I don't want the fucking... I want the 16-ounce, not the 12-ounce. Get that bullshit out of here.
Well, credit does go for Lou as the one thinking outside the box. He's the only one who wasn't like, pussy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't say push out the hand job.
You said hand job. He got blowjobs and the pussy. Infinite fuck.
Technically, my sex didn't even count. I didn't get to that point.
Your
I got a hard lick to the face and a crotch grab saying, like, I need it.
I didn't think an old
You got the old
was...
blue balls.
Didn't you say Subway sandwich or something? You said something like that.
I didn't think an old fashioned was fucking really asking too much, Pete. I'm sorry.
Does she spit on her hand, or does she give you the dry hobo rub?
Didn't even ask for that.
Hobo rub.
Really?
I'll take a little hobo rub.
All right. Friction. Time for my favorite game, word association.
All right.
You got 1 second. Can't stress that enough. I'm going to read a word to you. You got to tell me the first thing that pops into your head.
I'm good at this.
All right, good, because I got the first round going to you, Ken. Ready?
Yeah.
Tickle.
Bear cock.
Bear cock. Okay.
That's
thick,
great.
Thick bear cock.
Yes. Cow.
Baby dick.
I feel like we've lost the thread here.
No.
Continue.
He's got a dick in the brain.
Ready? You got through?
Yeah.
Stinky.
Foot.
India.
Stinky.
True.
Poop.
India.
I think you really kind of got that whole, it's like, you got that whole loop down.
You got a thread.
Foot was stinky. You're like, India.
Stinky foot. Yeah.
Stinky foot. Yeah, and then you were like.
It was perfect.
Boom. That worked out nicely. These words are chosen at random from a long list I've drawn up. So.
Man, you know those came from your job, right? Aren't there a bunch of stinky Indians here?
Not at this job.
That was the old job.
Brian, you ready? Mm-hmm. Pants.
Off.
Girl.
On.
What?
Rape. First thing that comes to mind. You.
Test.
Off, girl, on.
Quiz.
Hell.
Nice.
Booty.
Oh, yeah.
God. I get it. You don't like my shirt. You don't got to spit at me,
bro. I saw a fucking ice cube shoot across it.
You don't got to spit at me, bro.
We had a spit incident.
Not my fault.
All right, Steve, you ready?
Yes.
What the hell did I write here? Oh, autocorrect is stupid.
Zoopity bop a dow? When the fuck did we talk about
it? Two P's or one?
You know what? I'm going to use it. Ready? Zibbity bop bow.
Guy.
Crazy.
Lady.
Blood.
Boils.
Slow.
Kid.
Japan.
Bombing.
Bombing? A pretty famous one, in fact.
Yes. It's a fact.
All right, Lou, you ready?
Yeah.
Russia.
Early.
Early?
I don't know.
Clay Anthony?
Sticky.
Sticky or stinky?
Sticky.
Fingers.
Trump.
Fuck him.
Fat.
Fines.
That's a deep cut.
You know what?
That's a deep cut joke.
Why you gotta do you think it's fair, Steve, that fat people got fined $30,000 for fucking in a park?
Yeah. It's indecent exposure, man.
I agree.
I don't need to see that.
It's disgusting, and the smell.
Yeah. Okay, it's awful.
But
two thin people get like maybe a slap on the wrist.
That's fine.
Actually, could probably slap a watch.
Was there a video too?
No video for that.
Video.
Wait, Lou. All right, Lou. You got one more word. Ready?
Yeah.
Racist.
You.
Me.
Damn.
You fucking racist, Pete.
We had a pretty even game on that one. And the last one was a dead heat, so I guess we got to go to the wheel here.
Let's do the wheel.
That's on that computer somewhere. I'm not going to ask for it, though. Ready? We're going to spin the wheel of games, figure out what our last one is. We got a living in America.
Oh, shit. Let me find that sound clip.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I will explain it.
Yes.
This is a points grab, this game.
Yes. I do live in America, so I think I have that advantage.
One sec.
You have that advantage over me? Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
The actual file doesn't look like it's working, but... Living in America! Oh, actually, I'll look it up. Give you 1 second.
That was pathetic.
So cool.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Good. All right, Luke, cut that. Make it look more clean.
Make that sound good.
Yeah.
All right, the way this works, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions about a country. You got to give me the answers. I'm not expecting you to get the right answers. I just want to hear what you think. Mm-hmm. Tonight's country in question, Croatia.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
man. A Mediterranean nation. Mm-hmm. All right, first question.
Stupid quasi-Russians.
Quasi-Russians.
Quasi.
All right, Ken's off to a running start.
Yeah, they're like Chinatown Russians, man.
Chinatown Russians.
Yo, bootleg Russians.
You get those Russians? Nah, I got a couple Croatians, though. First, never know the difference.
First question about Croatia.
Are those Ukrainians, though? Same shit, dude. Oh, is it? Are they all the same? They're all goofy-looking white people.
They're pretty far from Russia, to be fair.
All right, what's the first question?
First question. What is the capital of Croatia?
Vladivostok.
What? Once again,
he's
I don't
not even
think
Croatian.
That's the capital.
I don't he's think you know where Croatia is.
He's not even Croatian.
I don't think you know where Vladivostok is. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm at least say it's fucking bombed out. I don't know. The,
bombed out.
Don't know the exact name or location, but it's bombed out. Pretty sure war torn country that it is.
Cratonville.
And there, just so you know, there's no turns in this game. You just yell shit out.
Miletic? Darko Miletic is from there? I think that's the capital.
You know what? I'm cool with it.
Yeah, he could be Darko. Darko Miletic could be the capital.
He's definitely the capital.
Lou?
He's bombed out, though. I know that for a fact.
Lou with the Skype disadvantage gets the...
I mean, some capitals bomb out sometimes. They come back. They always make their comeback.
All right, Lou, what's your deal?
I'm going to say Levi's jeans.
He's going back to the well, but I like it.
You should have went even cheaper, though, like Lee Pipes.
Jordash.
It's because it's knockoff Russia, Lou. You got to remember that. So you got to go cheaper than Russia would go. So you got to go like
Levi's.
Lee Pipes. Yeah.
Those shits that fucking Brett Favre promotes, a Wrangler.
Yeah.
Next question. What is the official language? Oh, just so you know, capital is Zagreb.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, like I said, Vladivostok, man. Yeah.
Don't go there. It's fucking shitty and war torn.
The official language of Croatia.
Fucking gibberish.
Croatian.
Marble mouth.
Croatian is a language.
Marble mouth.
Well, you get the correct answer. Yeah.
Yes. No, that's definitely points right there.
It's an insta point.
It's actually marble mouth gibberish, Steve.
Marble mouth.
You know what that's really wrong about that?
Stop.
It's more like.
Do you. That could be every language for anybody.
No, it's Croatian.
Lies, man. Lies.
I just spoke to you in Croatian.
Lies.
Zippity doobah.
No, that's not.
It's good to see you too, friends.
I just said honor to meet you.
That's not what any of that means.
You don't know that.
Zippity bow.
The marble mouth language.
I said, hand me a beer, Ken. What's up?
Sorry. You're
yeah, you don't understand you because it wasn't a language.
What's that? Speaking Croatian.
You're both wrong. The language of Croatian is. They just talk in immutable. So they're all just like asa diga ibuai, you know, and they get it.
The fuck are you talking about?
They sing bro musical. That's their language.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
That's not a Broadway musical. It's like memory.
The Lion King.
Lion King.
That's not the fucking Lion King.
That's not the Lion King.
You're thinking Hakuna Matata.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Yeah.
All right, that's like, you're not in the jungle.
Oh, true.
Should have been the Lion King, though.
Yeah.
They're talking Broadway musical.
Lou, you got one?
Yeah, their language is fisticuffs. Them's fighting words, you know?
They speak in violence.
Yeah.
Hate speech.
All right. What is, let's see, what's a good one? Let's do this one. What is the national anthem of Croatia?
The national anthem of Croatia?
Oh, by the way, yes, they speak Croatian.
National anthem of Croatia is Europe's The Final Countdown.
No.
The Final Countdown.
It's a strong, like, military marching song with some gibberish over it where they talk about how they're number two to Russia of all time and something along those lines. Something about iron in there. They have the iron will of the bear.
The iron will of the bear. But the just stop it there. You got your point.
Slightly smaller bear. Not the big bear. Slightly smaller. The other bear.
Parade of the tiny bear.
The black bear, not the brown one.
Right. Anybody else?
All right, I'm going to say some good old bomb drop music. Fly to the Valkyrie.
Fly to the Valkyrie.
Yeah, man. Some straight up marching music. Luke.
National anthem there.
Steve, you've been quiet.
I don't even know.
Get those boots.
I can't even get fake Russia. Maybe like a slower version of the Russian fucking anthem.
I don't know where you guys got that this is a Russian country.
I kind of went with it.
I went with it too. I'm like, I'm thinking Russian.
It's okay. One time we did
the shitty slow version of it.
One time I think we did like Scotland and it ended up being Atlantis somehow.
It's a Serbian country. That's close enough to Russia.
I'm just saying, we've ended up with Atlantis somehow with you before, so it doesn't even matter.
Atlantis, man, I remember that. Yeah. Seahorses, yeah, high dude. Five was the secret.
It was on the flag, I believe.
Yeah.
What is the currency of Croatia?
Dirt.
Pesetas. Spain gave it to him. They sold it to him for Portugal.
They just bought Portugal from the Croats?
Yeah, they traded. Yeah. We gave him pesetas, the name. We trademarked it, and then they gave us Portugal.
And it's just Ziploc bags full of dirt.
And Spain gets royalties from them using the name.
Perfect. Since Croatia is like a prison, they deal in Newport Lights. That's their currency.
It's 100s, though.
It's like 100.
No, no, the number of the cigarette is how much the cigarette's worth. It's like, 120. Ooh, big spender.
It's Lucy's, though.
So the longer the cigarette, the better the cost?
Whoa.
But 120 what, though?
I've heard a guy in the next town has a 200 cigarette.
It's like this
it's
big.
So, it's like a cigar almost.
Hundreds of longer cigarettes. So like 120s are longer than hundreds.
They have like the Marlboro 72s.
I thought it was worth 120.
That's how, in Croatia, that's the currency, it's a cigarette.
But it also is all Lucy's. There's no packs.
They don't buy packs.
Oh, that sucks. How do you carry them?
Pocket.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm still looking for
the shirt pockets.
I'm still looking for answers here. We're running out
with
of time.
What?
Lou, you got one?
Yeah, bear pelts.
Bear pelts.
Smaller bears, though.
Tiny bears. Yeah. The ones that parade during
sickly
the anthem.
Sickly bear pelts.
Sickly bear pelts. Bears with mange.
This bear didn't look right, man.
It's patchy.
This bear was stunted.
Oh, that's worth $50.
Oh, I already said pesetas.
Oh, pesetas.
I already said.
All right, we got one more final question. What is the chief export of Croatia?
Hate.
Hate. Ah, Ken's doing good on this one.
Just straight hate. They export hate.
They export hot top of swag.
He dated goth clothes.
Yeah.
Toilet paper. So every time we wipe our ass, we're reminded of them.
It's North Korea, I believe.
To do it. To do it, son.
Lou?
Just Croatians. They're trying to get the fuck out.
That's their chief export is immigrants.
No way. Yeah. They're trying to stay there and fucking get that Serb lean on, bro.
It's a Serb lean.
They park their BMWs up there. They lean in front of them. And their friends take pictures of them. That's how they pass the time. True. Croatian.
Yo, true. You got to do the handshake, man. We always do that.
That's the closer. Okay. Final question. What is the official greeting in Croatia?
Official greeting in Croatia is you gotta meet up in the town in the middle, put your hand into the water trough, which everyone drinks from, get it ice cold, and then give like the meanest bro like elbow to elbow, arm slap, like pow,
like Predator.
Yeah, spit in each other's mouths, and then both say, "I wish we weren't here."
Mm.
Now in Croatia, everyone wears like pants with nothing in their right pocket. So what you do is you stick your hand into the other guy's right pocket, you pull it out, you shake that up and down twice.
You shake the empty pocket, empty turned out pocket.
Yeah, but you always got to put it back, otherwise you don't mean them well.
Otherwise it's disrespectful.
It's a faux pas.
To leave a hanged pocket is very disrespectful.
It's an old Croatian saying, never leave a hanged pocket.
Never. Gotta keep those pockets tucked in.
That was good. Anybody else?
Every time they see each other, they just like run up to each other and do the fucking dirty dancing final move. It's like, you see everybody's like, the time of my life.
That's lift.
Their national anthem.
It's the lift with the slow turn.
Yeah, you have to. You have to complete it, even with the fat ants and all that stuff.
For the record.
You gotta get them up.
For the record.
Get them up.
the legendary Croatian upper body strength
is incredible.
Comes into play. Yeah.
If you give Croatian money, it's that scene from that movie.
Her bear pelts rain upon you. Yes. Lou?
Oh, man, I had one, man. That fucking Dirty Dancer shit just went
out. Time of my life, and I never felt this way before.
Steve gets a bonus point for the sing-along.
All right, I'm going to say they greet each other like common street dogs do, where they're on all fours. One dude raises his leg, and the other guy gets a good sniff and just...
Oh, good to see you, Tom.
That was actually great.
That's how they identify each other, too.
Right. Who their friends are until they get a good
I didn't see church on Sunday. Everything all right?
That's fantastic.
All right,
that's game. Mm-hmm. The last two place guys are Steve and Lou.
Damn, man.
But Lou had the disadvantage of being Skyped. Brian, will you go against Steve in this contest?
Yeah, sure. I'm cool with that.
I'm going to let him try to steal some points here. Mm-hmm. What's the name of this game?
This is Top and Bottom Gun. Basically, I rewatched Top Gun. It's a pretty gay movie. And the whole thing is to say gay shit. It's gay chicken. And basically just saying gay shit to each other until, the song is done. The song's about, 4 minutes. So, it's going to be a lot of laughing, I assume. I don't know. It's the first time I'm playing it. So it's a chance to get your points up. So if you say funny things.
Yes. Basically, you two have to lock eyes. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a little game of gay chicken, points for hand-holding. And I think you do have to maintain eye contact throughout this whole thing. And you have to say, not just gay things. I want some romance. Mm-hmm. I want tender
maybe,
loving.
Maybe a little lover's quarrel.
Let's feel it out. Let's see how it goes. This is the first time. Ready? Hit that theme.
Wait for it to... there you go. Steve... Oh, here. I got
it. All right, I'm going to go ahead and give Brian one gay point for coming up with this game.
And I think you should really let the music sink in a little bit.
I'm going to give Steve one gay point for the way he brushed past me to get to his position.
He slapped my butt.
He dropped the digit on me.
Steve, I want you to be my wingman anytime.
That's not that gay.
I want you and I to hold each other's nutsack while we fall asleep.
That's a little more gay.
That's a lot more gay.
I want to lose myself in you and become one.
Romantic.
Very.
While you do that, I want you to caress my breasts ever so slightly.
Wow. Very loving.
This is upsetting, actually.
I want to hold you and in your deepest moments and let you know it's alright. And then I want to stick my dick in your ass.
Whoa!
That escalated quickly.
You accept
while you're sticking your dick in my ass.
He accepts it. He accepts it.
They keep going until they can't.
Can you please put your finger in it as well?
Lots of room there.
He's breaking. Oh, he held up.
Anytime.
Oh, he did the bite. He did the bite.
I love that bite. I'd bite those lips and then caress them testicles.
They're not breaking.
I want you to take me to Spain and woo me, and then I want you to take me into whatever landmark they have over there and just kiss me, just full body with your tongue. With your tongue.
We need a video camera.
You're actually not worth that. I just bring you to the corner.
Lover's quarrel.
Lover's quarrel.
Smack you in my nuts and jizz on your forehead.
He says you're a slut.
I want to chop you up and snort you over and over again.
Wow. Woo.
I make your nose bleed.
I want you to teach me how to dress.
That might be the gayest thing I've ever said all day.
Thank you.
You already dress like me, except much, much worse.
I want to do things to you that they don't have names for yet, but invent the names and make them silly.
How long are we going to let this go on?
Can we call them Pooh Bear?
Anytime.
Will we also stick our dicks in it together with our fingers, but just one?
I want to march in a gay pride with you and express our love in front of everybody.
Still not gay enough. No, it's not.
Escalate it, motherfucker. Escalate.
I'm going to stick my dick in your nostril. Just straight up in there.
So you can smell you coming.
I want to put lip gloss on my lips and then kiss you until your lips are smooth.
My lips not smooth?
Not the way I need them.
Ooh, boy.
I will slap you in my dick right now.
It's getting aggressive.
I would love to have you slap your dick.
Would you catch my dick and my balls?
I would catch you anytime, my friend.
I'm sorry. The audio didn't cut out there, so can you repeat that?
I want to know what the back of your throat feels like.
Damn, so do I.
Game.
Game, spelled G-A-Y-M-E.
Steve, you could just hang out right there instead of having to march across the room, because we are done here. Let's see.
Contabulation.
Contabulating. Still a close game. That was quite the comeback at the end for Steve. Still, I'm sorry, a close fourth. You would have ranked higher if it wasn't for a couple dongs in there.
My dongs.
There were a couple dong points.
It was all cats.
But
dongs.
You basically tied for Brian at the end. You both dropped below Lou. Mm-hmm. That means this week's winner, first time winner, Kenny. Take that belt.
Oh,
the
man.
Belt. Oh, my goodness.
It's like it was made for me.
Oh, man.
It just fits me so nice.
You know what? It looks good on you.
I'm fucking awesome, man. Look at me.
Nice. Wow. Congratulations, Ken. You know you get your 20.
Wait, hold on. The champ's talking. Don't interrupt me.
No, it's not your time yet.
Oh, we haven't started it.
I'm sorry.
We're going to throw out our quick shit real quick. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Follow the hashtag Potter and Family. Check us out on all the other shit. Lou, am I missing anything?
RadioVegas.rocks.
I always miss it. RadioVegas.rocks, where we are a morning show. Check us out there. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. So, Kenny, belt looks good on you, by the way.
Champs here.
And your 20 seconds begins. Go.
I'm going to follow suit with my boy Dan, and I'm going to take a stand on something. And basically, it seems like anal sex is just like on the fucking menu these days. So now I'm wondering if something strange that we think is strange today is going to seem like something that's on the menu down the line. So, like, it's just like ass to mouth.
Time.
Oh, okay.
Close the door behind you.
Yeah.